Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. Asking in our prayer room. So delighted to be here today, tonight, on our Bible class night. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor on tonight. I bless his holy name on tonight. For God is such a good God, and he is so worthy to be praised on tonight. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class on tonight. We're going to have a scripture sung and a prayer, and then we're going to get into the Word of God. Give me 1 second. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 68. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away as for the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation have dwelt therein. Thou, O Lord, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. I have just read you from Psalm 68. From the 1st to the 10th verse, let God richly add a blessing to the readers, the doers, but most of all, the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready to hear a song. I don't know. I didn't even get a chance to even find anything, but just give me a second. Just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, we just come thanking you tonight, God, just giving you glory and praise on tonight, God, for another opportunity to study your word together, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Move me from myself, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my will. I surrender my way, God. I'm asking you right now to take over and take control of this Bible class on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, just have your way on tonight, God. Thank you for your word. God, thank you for the word that's coming forth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only your word, God, will set us free. Lord, I ask you to bind up every strong man right now. Bind up the strong man from coming on our radio broadcast, God. I ask you to bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now from this live broadcast, from this radio broadcast, and from our lives. Lord, we thank you now. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Good evening, everyone, and God bless each one of you. We're going to get ready to go into our word, the word of God from 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and 16, the reading of the word.
Amen. 1 Chronicles 15. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one may carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister before him forever." And David gathered all Israel together at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Urah the chief, and 120 of his brethren, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his brethren, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his brethren, the sons of Lisphathiam, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his brethren, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his brethren, of the sons of Yoabel, Amminadab the chief, and 112 of his brethren. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eel, and Amadab. He said to them, "You are the heads of the father's house of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God to Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us because we did not consult him about the proper order." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be singers, accompanied by instruments of music, string instruments, harps, cymbals, by raising the voice with resounding joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechah, and their brethren, the sons of Meriah, Ethan, the sons of Cushaniah, and with them their brethren of the sons of the second rank, Zechariah, then Jezal, Shemiramoth, Jehal, Unai, Elab, Benahad, Messathenia, Obed-Edom, and Jeriel, the gatekeepers, the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound the cymbals of bronze. Zechariah, Azel, Shemaramoth, Shemaramoth, Jeho, Unia, Eba, Elaba, Messaniah, and Benaha was stringed according to Alamos, Mesopotamia, Ephahila, Micniah, Obed Edom, Jehiro, and Uzziah to direct the harp on Chenaniah, leaders of the Levites, was instructed to in charge of the music because he was skillful. Beurachiah, and Elkaniah were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nethanel, Amasiah, Zechariah, Benaha, and Eliezer, the priest, were to blow the trumpets before the Ark of God. And Obed-Edom and doorkeepers for the ark. So David, the leader of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And so it was when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered seven bulls and seven rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the arks, the singers, and Shemaniah, the music master, with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets, with the cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. And it happened as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. And he appointed serving of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. At Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jael, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Matithiah, and Eliab, and Benani, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with psalteries and with the harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benani also, and Jehaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalms to thank the Lord and to thank the Lord into the hands of Asaph and his brethren. God, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. To him sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wondrous, and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he had made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and with saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it may not move. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all them that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O God, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to his holy name and glory in thy praise. Be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said amen and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. In Obed-Edom with their brethren 68, Obed-Edom also the son of Jodotham and Hoshea to be porters, and Zodak the priest and his brethren the priest, tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, unto the altar of the burnt offering continually, morning and evening. Wait a minute. Morning and evening. And to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were porters, and all the people departed, every man to his house, and David turned to bless his house. The word of God for the children of God, for the people of God, the children of God, for the people of God. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to answer these questions by the grace of God. We're in chapter 15 on First Chronicles. Who were the only people who should carry the ark?
The Levites.
Who are the only
two?
Huh?
First two, the Levites.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Because the Levites were the priests. Mm-hmm. Why did God break out against David and his men the first time they brought up the ark? Why did he break out against them? And it should be
13. Verse 13? Because they did not break out of the proper order.
That's right. That's right. Amen. They sure didn't. They didn't bring it because they were supposed to have the Levites to do it, and they didn't. And then they wasn't in proper order. It's just a few of them that could do it. And see, the order was that they had not sanctified themselves or inquired of God as to the proper way to do so. See, they just did it like they thought, but they didn't sanctify themselves. They were supposed to have done that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three, what did David and his people do before the Ark of the Covenant as they brought it into the city? What did they do? It should be verse.
They sanctified themselves.
No. That's what they just did. I think it's 28. It says,
they were dancing and singing.
Yeah. They were dancing and singing. That's right. They were just dancing and singing and playing instruments before the ark. It was giving praise to God. It should be verse 28. Amen. And we'll go back and talk about it all. Chapter 16, to who did David give all praise and honor and thanks and credit to? Well, who do we give all thanks and honor and praise and stuff
to? God.
That's right. It should be in verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his, I don't know if that's just it, but that's it's saying it the same way. We should always give thanks unto the Lord. So what did David reestablish concerning worship, the worship to God, of God? What did he reestablish? And we just went over it. I just read it.
But in the Levites in the rightful place have been ministers before the Lord?
Well, let me see.
Man, I just call myself marking it down.
That's really what it is. Let me see. That's really what it is because they were supposed to have done this. Let me see, Ben and I also priest and the trump continued. Okay. Then on that day David delivered the Psalms and he give thanks unto the Lord upon his name and sing praises. Let me see. That's not it. That's not it. It's over here. It's over. Anyway, he reestablished them into doing it. Let me see. To the offering. It's the key thing is that here it says morning and evening. No, it don't. What did David reestablish concerning worship?
I think maybe 13 and 14, where, you know, they had break away because sometimes of disobedience. So he was reestablishing the commandments that God had given the children of Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Yep. And that's right. And what I was trying to say it wasn't. But this is very important too. Over in verse number 40, it says to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offerings continually morning and
mm-hmm.
evening, and to do according mm-hmm. to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded. So, see, they had stopped doing that continually. And like over in 37, it was saying, so he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the Ark continually as everyday work required. So he was putting things, David was putting things, like you said, back in order according to the law of Moses. See, all of that had got out of order, but he had to reestablish that stuff to the right order. He had to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right over there. You're right about that in 13 or 14. See, because
mm-hmm.
if things are not ran in proper order in the church, you know, it's going to fall. It's not going to work. It's got to line up to the law or how God, according to God, what God wanted to be and do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, because I know I caught myself trying to go over everything over and over again, but it just, and even when I read it, but who he killed at first, when he tried to touch the Ark of the Covenant, when he tried, he didn't try to touch, he was trying to catch it because it was surely going to fall. And but they didn't do it the right way. They should have, God, they sanctified themselves. They went to the head priest of the head Levite. David went to him and said, make sure they all sanctify themselves and change their clothes, whatever they did. They had to, see, this is what I tell people today. If they did it back then, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They did it back then. They sanctified themselves back then. What we think we
amen.
Got to do today,
do
you cannot
today,
go
amen.
Before the Lord any kind of way. You are by yourself. I ain't talking about it ain't no shower. I'm talking about you have to sanctify. You have to consecrate yourself. I'm
yeah.
telling people, they say, well, why are you repenting? You better repent. You go to God with this
mm-hmm.
sin, this filth on you. He's just going to turn his head. Your prayers won't be answered. It's so important to repent before you go before the Lord, because some of them priests went into the holies of holies that did not come out. They had to pull them out with a rope. That's why they was tying ropes up on them. Sometimes they'll be dead, and if they right, they'll be so filled with the power of God and the anointing that they couldn't stand up. It is so important. It's so important. You cannot go before God any kind of way. You will die. That boy just tried to catch the ark, but he hadn't sanctified. He wasn't pure. He wasn't consecrated. And he died. God smote him. Just from trying to keep the ark from hitting the ground. It would have been better to let it hit the ground than to try to catch it. But he wasn't in a proper order. You have to do it in a certain way. You can't, I tell people that, you can't go before God nasty. And I ain't talking about your clothes, your body nasty. But when he can't see nothing but the blood, that's what he's supposed to see. But we got all this filth because we don't repent. Cover us in the blood. Before we, that's why I don't care what they say.
Oh, she say the same stuff every time she pray. I really don't care because you got to repent. And if I say it the same way, I'm sorry, but ain't but one way you can say repent is I repent and ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's just it. God taught me to say that. I didn't see it nowhere in the Bible, but God taught me to say that I repent and ask for your forgiveness and cleansing. I want to be clean before I go before the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, where God sits at. How can you go before him? And I'm just sorry I just went off like that. But it just does something to me when people start crying and they don't repent.
No, the truth. You're bringing truth to light. You're bringing truth to light. And I totally agree with what you just said because that has always been my, just seeing how people just, play with the word of God and play with the word being a Christian. And then want to go into prayer and want prayers to be answered. My thing is Jesus died for our sins. Yes, his blood makes us righteous, but over and all, he has paid a price where we can come for ourselves. We don't have to go through a priest. But as we live this life, we still sinning in this life, and we're full of sin because we're still in this fleshly body.
Yes.
But we have to consecrate ourselves. We have to repent.
Yes.
When we do wrong, we have to repent. We can't go on our knees, ask the Lord to help us, and we know that we haven't been changed. We haven't been reborn again. That's the first thing you got. Sure, you're reborn again. And how do you do that? By you know that you have the Holy Spirit residing in you and you're letting him lead and guide your life. You're going to face. You're going to face a whole lot of stuff in this world that's going to make you fall. Like we're just saints or just sinners that fell down but got back up. Yeah, we fall. We're going to fall. The Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that we're going to face a whole lot of struggles in life. But what do we do?
We don't
stay down there. Back up. We ask for grace and mercy, and we keep it moving, keep it stepping.
That's right.
But if you have anything in your heart, you got to repent for, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of today. He has already forgave you. It's already done, but he wants to hear it. He wants to hear it from you that you know what you did and you are sorry for what you did. Because, there goes that pride. That pride sneaks
That's
in.
Right.
A lot of times we don't recognize when we're in pride. We're thinking, we're covered. No, you need to analyze, am I being prideful? I'm using pride right now. I can't admit that I was wrong and I failed today. But I'm not letting that fail dictate my tomorrow. I'm not letting dictate my day for tomorrow, and I'm not going to let it dictate the rest of my day.
That's right.
Bring the truth, because we're here for the truth. We're not here for no difficulty.
Definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
True.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes. You want to say something?
Yeah, because as I'm just listening to this, it's just touching my spirit because it reminds us of how powerful God is and how powerful his word is. And in verse 34, he says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever," in relationship to that repentance piece. And sometimes, we have to continue to repent. And that's another thing that Apostle always tell us is that we have to continue to repent every time because, sometimes you could think the wrong thing You don't necessarily have to say something, but you can think the wrong thing. And you have to constantly repent to God every day, you know, even if you have to repent more than one day. But as what I'm feeling is as we know what to do, it just shows us the power that's within us that God has already given us. And all we have to do is abide in him and abide by what he said. And use the tools that he has given us, you know, and repentance is one of them. And it just gives us a constant or a right now word, something that we can hear and telling us that we have power. We have more power than what we sometimes utilize. We utilize the power in his word. And it's just so good. This is just really good.
Oh yeah, it is. It's good because David is setting an example for the people. Even when everybody came back and they were celebrating, he blessed every family. He gave every man, every woman a loaf of bread, and he gave them meat and wine. It was a celebration, and this is how we supposed to, as leaders. We're supposed to show how to give, how to do stuff. And like that, bless the people. You know, because if you're the shepherd over the people, that's why I tell people, you can't treat God's sheep any kind of way. When David had, he was tending the animal sheep, he had a staff. And when one got out of line, he gently turned. You have to get hard, but not all the time. It's the way, because you are upset God. See, this for the leaders. You are upset God trying to tear down somebody because they in sin. See, this is what I was even talking to people about. You know, we all, just like you said, we in the flesh. Ain't no good thing in this thing. When you try to do good, evil is always there.
Always.
So we gotta repent daily, because evil standing around, the enemy standing right there waiting on you to make a mistake, waiting on you to even think. You see, he know what you're getting ready about and doing all this kind of stuff. If he didn't know, when you lusting, you don't say nothing. You just lust, but the enemy know you're lusting.
Mm-hmm.
So this behooves us every chance we think or we get to repent. I may have said something. I may have seen somebody on TV, a man or a woman. I'm just saying, because we human. Look at that short dress you got on. Even if you just said that. You know, she got her breath all out. Or she didn't. We don't know how God looking at it. But it's one thing I do know. I didn't offend you. If I didn't do nothing wrong, I'm apologize anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I try to set that example, because that's what God wants us. We believers, we need to set the example. We need to be the one that's out here setting the example, because people watching us. And if we at each other, they ain't coming in. They ain't coming in. I got a family now that's been church hurt. Just sticking their feet in, trying to get in. Because everybody, every daughter, every son was hurt in her family. Ain't been back to church since. Don't want her to come. But God said, if he had not brought her, he the one put it in her. And see, she started listening to me. She said, Apostle, she said, I don't know what drew me to you, but you were saying some stuff I needed to hear.
Uh-huh.
So I just got to keep on doing, because, see, I'm not a person that's saved. I've been just saved. I just floated out of heaven. I'm so holy. Ain't no earthly good. I went to the club like they did. So, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm an apostle. But God saved me. He fixed me up. Now my mind made up. So I'm good.
Amen.
And I'm a preacher to y'all and everybody I can. That's what we supposed to do. Testify about the goodness of the Lord while we still here. Tell somebody about the Lord. Stand on the word of God. That word will heal, deliver, and set free.
Set free. Amen.
The word of God, that's what we got to do. And David was trying to be an example for the people. Look, I'm finna give y'all this loaf of bread. And to them, that was a lot. Because I guess when they got some flesh, it was probably a half a hog or something, or whatever they ate back then. Whatever flesh it was, they got it. And it was a blessing, but it was a celebration, City of David. It's a blessing. And then they was reestablishing, restoring, replenishing, reviving, reconnecting. David was putting laws back in order. This was out of order. That when stuff is out of order in the church, things don't run right. When any time the church is out of order, people not doing in order with God, with what he say do with this word of God, things not going to work. It have to be in order. For God to get the glory. Go ahead.
And you know, Pastor, I was just thinking, just listening to you. Then I was just thinking back on, you know, how some folks get on the cross for us and say, oh, we're covered up by the blood. So a lot of people use and abuse that because they say, oh, I'm covered, so, you know, I'm all good. You know, my past sins, my present, and my future sins are covered. So they don't think they need to repent. But I think back on our Abba Father, and I think back on how we are as parents. When our children do wrong, what do we want them to do? Apologize, don't we?
That's right.
We don't want them to making mistakes and not learning from them. And not coming back and saying, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry, Dad, I didn't listen to you, please forgive me. We don't want them to continue just thinking they can just keep doing what they want to do because we're our parents and we're going to forgive them anyway. We want them to always come back and learn from their mistakes and apologize for them.
That's what
our father wants us to do. He wants us to realize our mistake, even though he's going to forgive us because we are covered up under blood. We are made righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. We're made righteous through his blood. But he still wants us to come to him and bow and be spotless.
That's right.
I mean, so very, what am I trying to say? Sorry for our sins. And that's why, you know, we're supposed to, as parents, we're supposed to take on what God shows us as a father figure, as a parent to us. That's how we're supposed to be with our children. I know I'm getting out of
touch, right.
but that's
No, I was telling her she's on subject. Keep going.
Yeah, because you know what? Let me tell you something. Pardon. And we have to go to God every day. So just remember, you can't go to God any kind of way. I've been saying that and saying that over and over. You can't do that. You go before God, God is not going to listen to you. He's going to turn his head because all it is sneak. Sense to his nostrils. You don't want to smell that filth. You ain't repented. You ain't got none of that filth off of you. Asking God to cleanse you, forgive you, and cleanse you through the blood of our Lord. God don't want to hear them prayers. He turned that head. Better get it right and know how to come to God. Better get low, down to the flow somewhere. If you can't get low, you better sink low. It's been some times I couldn't get down, but I thought lowly in my mind, my heart. I was at the foot of Jesus, So tell me what God won't do. He moved by his power. Because I'm low in my spirit. I'm low in my heart. And then some of us come broken. It's all right to come broken. Because God used crack pots. And he mend them back the way he want them to be. And not the way they were. It's a good thing.
You know, in this time, I think in this time, a lot of people, they lack reverence for God because, you know, like with Ananias and Sapphira, or they fall down and die. I think because they're not seeing things like this happen, you know, they think, okay, oh, God don't care. I can do anything. And then on top of it, you know, the Bible says in this time they will heap to themselves preachers of each year, you know, tell you what you want to hear, but not even the word to cleanse you. And the Bible says he will put his laws and his ways in our hearts. So some people, they try to stifle for their conscience. They know that there is a God, what is pleasing when they are wrong. But, you know, human beings, we like to look for a loophole somewhere. So when a preacher come up, you know, a false teacher come and says, one time save, always save, no need to repent. But the Lord says, they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He says, our Father, forgive us our trespasses. As we, that mean we have something that we need to be forgiven for.
That's
But then we get too educated and too smart, and then we try to complicate it. It is simple. He's the Father. We are the child. We are the servant. Lord, I sin. I'm sorry. You know, just like
that's
he did with David, when David with Bathsheba, and he sinned and he hid it. And he sent the, Nathan to him and said, you did it secretly, but I will make it openly. So
come on now.
If we can go and repent before we make it publicly, it's good for us. So when we know when we sin. We know when we fall short.
That's right.
So humble yourself like a child and say, Father, I know I did it. I didn't even made up in my mind or to do it, but I don't know what happened. Have mercy on me.
Come on, girl. Come on, prophet. God is good.
We have to repent. That's how salvation started. When we accepted God, we confess our sins. Lord, I'm a sinner. I know you died for me. We have to confess our sins. Don't hide it.
That's
Don't hide it in our bosom.
That's right. That's right. Bless the Lord. This was good. It got us all riled up in here. For the Lord, I'm telling you. Because when it's good, it's good to the soul. That's right. You know, this God is a good God, and I appreciate you all just having something to say, because, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord is with us, he said, where there are two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. And it's only a few of us on here, but God is on here too, and his Spirit is here, and the anointing is here. You can't help but to feel how we feel. You can't help but to say something, hallelujah, what God has put in your heart to say. See, this repentance is something like forgiveness. You know, repentance, when you repent, you asking for forgiveness and cleansing. That's the only way they could have touched the ark. They had to get clean. You know, they had to. There was no other way. And then after you repent and ask for forgiveness, you got to turn from whatever you was doing. You got to stop that stuff. You got to turn from it. And God know your heart whether you're going to turn or not. So you have to turn, and God will forgive you and will keep you if you want to be healed.
Yes.
See,
Now, I'll say another thing is God is the same God. He doesn't change. His law doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Jesus said that take away the law, he came to fulfill it. So
mm-hmm.
his law is, for instance, okay, Jesus didn't take that away. Jesus didn't take it away.
Jesus.
He came to fulfill the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
About, you know, and when he was preaching, even before Jesus started his ministry, who was telling people to repent? John the Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He was the one pointing to Jesus. And then when Jesus took over, Jesus was still telling people to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he came to save, and he knew he was the Savior of the world to take away the sins.
Yep, he sure was. Yep. Well, it was a good child. We got it was good, you know. It's getting better and better, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better and better. So I'm not gonna hold you all. We're not gonna keep on, cause let me tell you something. God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. And we ought to just give him reverence every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out anyway. I be ready to praise God in the middle of the street. I pull my Mercedes over, honey, and got out praising God. Do you hear me? It don't even matter where I am. When the Holy Ghost hit, when the fire drops, you better move.
That's right.
So anyway, God is good. I'm not gonna stay on here. We're gonna get off, and y'all, this is something that we can just keep, because I'm telling you, it's, and I'm gonna be quiet after this. I'm gonna get off here, because it gives you peace, and when you get that peace, it passes all understanding. That peace, I'm talking about the peace from God. Can't no other peace replace peace that God gives us. He give us the peace. You'll rest all night. You'll rest. It'll knock you out. You won't know how you went to sleep, what time when you had a peace of God. So I'm going to pray. We're going to get off of here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise on tonight. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. Father, we know you are wonderful, God. You are an awesome and mighty Father. You are mighty in battle, God, and we give you praise tonight. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify your holy name, God. We just thank you on tonight for being the lifter up of our heads, Lord. We ask you tonight, God, to just protect us and cover us, God. We ask in you tonight, God, to put your word deep down in us, God. Put it down in us, God. We thank you, God, for opening up our hearts and our minds that we may receive your word, God, just like you put it and gave it to us, God. We thank you for the word of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, sometimes, God, it'll cut us, Lord, and then, Lord, it'll come back and patch us up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the word is true. The word of God is right. In the name of Jesus, it's powerful. In the name of Jesus, it's mighty. The word of God will cleanse you. The word will heal you. The word will transform you. The word of God is all that we need. In the name of Jesus, it's all that we have. But it's all that we need. And I thank and praise the Lord. Father, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Bless and cover their families. Bless and cover their homes and vehicles. Every home and vehicle that's connected, God, cover and bless everyone that they love, everyone that they hold dear, God. Cover and bless in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Y'all got me riled up. God bless you all. Amen. Y'all got me riled up tonight. It was good. You all have a good night, though. I love you all. And be ready for
love
the morning. Anybody that didn't send their children's name, text it to me, and I will, because I got about 75 names right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. So y'all just pray my strength in the Lord. You all
Amen.
Have a good night. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Good night. Good
night. Good night. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.